everyone. I'm Matt Mullen, and I welcome you to the April 4th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hello, FreePod listeners. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, and I am excited to share today's podcast with Matt. Before we begin, I want to remind you that all of the URLs and phone numbers in our episodes are included in the script for the episode, which you can find online at our website, www.freepod.org. So don't worry if you don't catch that info while listening. We also occasionally have photos in the script, so that's another good reason you may want to check out the script. Now back to Matt as we get started on the news you've been missing.
The Stevenson County Board is considering a resolution that declares the county a non-sanctuary county, as related to the arrival of migrants and undocumented immigrants. It also urges the Illinois legislature to repeal the 2021 Illinois Trust Act, which generally prohibits local law enforcement from participating in immigration enforcement. Andrew Chesney, Illinois State Senator for the 45th District, which includes Freeport, is the chief sponsor of the Illinois State Bill 3596 to repeal the Trust Act and supports the county board resolution. There's a lot we don't know about advantages and disadvantages of an action such as this, so we're talking to a number of sources to find the answers to questions such as how many people might be coming, where are they primarily from, how would more migrants impact our current homeless situation, how would this impact our local job market, what are the implications for local law enforcement, how prepared are we when it comes to housing, healthcare, education, or training and support of non-English speakers. What experiences have other Midwest communities like Freeport had with migrant populations? We will report what we learn before the resolution comes up for a vote, which is currently planned for the April 18th County Board meeting.
Day will turn into night during the middle of the afternoon this coming Monday, April 8th, and the local view of the event will be pretty good. This will be a total solar eclipse with the moon passing in front of the sun and blocking the sun's light. According to NASA.gov, the sun will be more than 80% obscured locally. The show will start at 1:29 p.m. when the moon will begin to cover the sun. The two will come into greatest alignment between 2 p.m. and 2:04 p.m. when the blocking of the sun will be at its peak. The moon will then begin to move away, finally departing from the sun at 2:35 p.m. when the skies will return to normal. If you plan to view the eclipse, remember to never look directly at the sun without protective eyewear. Approved eclipse glasses are available online, or you can also make pinhole viewers with directions you can also find online with a quick search for the term eclipse glasses. Total solar eclipses occur regularly around the world. The next one is in 2026 in Greenland, Iceland, and Spain. The next total solar eclipse that can be viewed from the contiguous United States will be on August 23, 2044. Unfortunately, it will only be visible in Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Given that timing, you might want to take advantage of Monday's event.
Or you may want to attend the eclipse party at the Freeport Public Library. On Monday, April 8th, the library is hosting a get-together for all ages to learn about what makes this particular eclipse unusual and test our knowledge about our sun, which is the galaxy's biggest star. Kids can even make some solar slime. Then everyone will head outside to watch the daytime sky turn dark. Eye protection will be provided while supplies last. The library event begins at 1 and will finish at 3:30 to allow plenty of time for eclipse-related information sharing and fun, as well as experiencing the eclipse itself. No registration is necessary, just come to the library. In the meantime, the library has a website link for a localized eclipse simulator that we'll include in our show notes, and you can also find on their website when you click on events.
The Highland Community College Board held their spring retreat meeting on Thursday, March 14th. In addition to a lot of discussion about a new sports facility, which is covered in more detail in our next story, College President Chris Kaburski reported that Highland has been awarded a $150,000 dual credit grant, enabling HCC to expand dual credit offerings in the western part of the district. Kaburski also alerted the board that there will soon be a $500,000 request for new positions, including a replacement auto mechanics instructor and and a third full-time agriculture instructor. Other positions to be filled include a success coach and halftime positions in career services and testing, a pathways coordinator whose salary will be covered by grant, and an information technology position. The group discussed how students would be taught about artificial intelligence and how that subject will be incorporated into future curriculums. Kaberski also reported that interviews for the vice president of academics are beginning following the resignation of Sam Adegasi, who previously held the position. In addition, Kaberski noted that much praise was received from basketball teams that participated in the recent regional tournament hosted by Highland.
At the recent spring retreat meeting of the Highland Community College Board, Student Services VP Liz Gerber and Athletic Director Pete Norman summarized the findings of Sports Facilities Incorporated, a consultancy hired by HCC over 1 year ago to do a feasibility study for a new campus athletic facility. The new facilities are currently projected as nearly 60,000 square foot addition to the space now occupied by the Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois in partnership with Highland. Input is being gathered from a number of sources, including the Y and Highland students. A variety of needs have been proposed, including practice facilities for soccer, softball and baseball, golf, cheer and dance, and possibly track and field, a larger track and training rooms, locker rooms, and an expanded fitness center. Additional space would also be needed for offices, meeting rooms, and storage. College President Chris Kaberski expects the total amount needed for this expansion would be $25 to $30 million, and that building an addition instead of a separate building will keep costs down. Much of this amount could be funded by capital bonds, with a difference covered by fundraising, grants, and partnerships. Next steps included consulting with an architect and finalizing financing options that are still being explored.
The Freeport Police Department is taking applications for its Civilian Police Academy until next Wednesday, April 10th. This behind-the-scenes course explains all operations of the police department. The 8-week course begins April 18th and has a 2-hour class on Thursday evenings, each featuring a different part of the department. There are also interactive parts of the academy. Applications are online at cityoffreeport.org. And class size is limited.
Pick up a good book and help a good cause at the annual Voices Book Nook Spring Half Price Sale. The sale runs from today through Saturday, April 13th, with proceeds benefiting Voices of Stevenson County. Diane Leverton, Voices Book Nook Manager, says the sale includes gently used hardcover and paperback books, DVDs, records, puzzles, and books on CDs. Some rare and collectible books will be available, as well as a silent auction featuring a book-themed quilt. Leverton also reminds listeners that donations of books or materials are not accepted during the sale because it's just too hectic. The sale opening typically draws large crowds with people standing in line to get first pick, so you better get there early. The Voices Book Nook is located in Lincoln Mall in Freeport. Hours are 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday, and 10 to 7 p.m. on Thursdays. Voices of Stevenson County offers services that support survivors of domestic and sexual violence.
The Stevenson County Historical Society is hosting its annual fundraising dinner on Thursday, April 18th at the Eagles Club in Freeport. The event begins with a social hour at 5 o'clock. Dinner is served at 6 o'clock, and at 7:30, attendees will enjoy a presentation titled How History Can Shape a Community. Freeporter Denaro Thomas is the presenter and also the creator of The Soil Project, an immersive documentary project dedicated to uncovering the rich tapestry of the Black community of Stevenson County. Through extensive research, compelling interviews, and the exploration of cultural contributions, the project sheds light on untold stories and historical milestones. Thomas will discuss how to use history to understand both the struggles and achievements of those who came before us, and how learning about the past can help improve our future through greater awareness, pride, and understanding of our county's diverse heritage. Tickets for the fundraiser are $50 per person, and registration is due by next Friday, April 12th. Contact the Historical Society for more information at 815-232-8419.
Ordinary People is on stage at the Winnishek Players Theater starting next Friday, April 12th. The play is about a family living in the aftermath of the death of one of their two sons. The other son is overcome by grief and misplaced guilt to the extent of a suicide attempt. He feels trapped between his parents and is trying to hold the family together. In 1980, the play was made into a major film starring Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore, and won 4 Oscars, including Best Picture. Show dates are April 12th, 13th, and 19th at 7:30 p.m., and April 20th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Non-member tickets are $17, with discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Winnishek Players is one of the oldest continually running all-volunteer amateur theaters in the country, beginning in Freeport in 1916. This is the theater's 95th season.
The Jimmies, a blues band from Madison, will perform this Saturday, April 6th, at the Masonic Event Center in Freeport. The Jimmies are a leading band at many blues festivals and a fan favorite in the Midwest, and received a 2021 Independent Blues Award winner for Best Contemporary Blues Song. They have produced 4 albums. Doors open at 6 and the show begins at 7. Food and a cash bar are available. General admission tickets are $20 and are available online at greaterfreeport.com/events. If you're more into punk than blues, we've got you covered there too. Also on Saturday night, Punkamania is happening at 7 p.m. at The Exchange, located at 223 South Chicago in downtown Freeport. This punk rock show brings in a super Chicago band called the Iron Spiders, whose members include performers from 88 Fingers Louie, the Bow Weevils, and live band karaoke. Also on the bill are Freeport favorites Badkin, Flaccid Pickle, and Black Cat Manor. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at Mort's Bar and Grill in downtown Freeport. For more information, check out Flaccid Pickle and Punkamania on Facebook.
And finally, just a reminder that after this week's episode, we will no longer be sending email announcements from the FreePod team to remind you about new episodes. However, reminders will be sent by numerous podcast platforms on which FreePod appears. You can also listen to all the archived episodes of FreePod on these platforms. If you are unsure of how to sign up for FreePod through a podcast platform, please visit our website for easy instructions. It only takes 2 or 3 clicks, and we've got screen captures to show you exactly how to do it on your smartphone or computer.
As we close, we have a correction to the story about Showtime in last week's episode. Through an epic comedy of errors, we messed up the dates. So for the record, Showtime is on stage at the Jeanette Lloyd Theater at the Freeport School District Middle School, April 4th through 6th. That's tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night at 7 p.m., and on Sunday, April 7th at 2 o'clock. Reservations are required, and tickets can be purchased by calling 815-232-0428 or online at fsd145.org/tickets. For anyone who doesn't know, Showtime is a musical production put on by the Freeport High School Varsity Choir and Showtime band members, who rehearse all year and go on a tour during spring break, performing at schools and other venues. The money raised through the Freeport performances helps pay for the tour. We also messed up the number of years this event has been an annual event. This is the 44th year for the program, not the 42nd. We apologize to the school and hope that they have record attendance. Transparently showing my own age, I was in 11th grade when Showtime 1 made its debut. With that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans in progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to the state, and national news and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing the podcast, and to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. Again, I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, here with Matt Mullen, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.